This is Richard Brown Baker. I'm about to talk with Hugh Sticks in his house on Van Dam Street in New York. This is September 23rd, 1963. To set the theme of the conversation, I'm just going to read two paragraphs from a letter I received myself several years ago from James Johnson Sweeney, who at that time was the director of the Guggenheim Museum. He is now the director of the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston, Texas. He wrote on September 4th, 1956, "Dear Mr. Baker, Hugh Sticks, a friend of mine and a true friend of the arts, has devoted his entire adult life to furthering the careers of talented painters and sculptors. To carry out this work most effectively, he founded and still heads the now nationally known and highly respected Artist Gallery. This nonprofit organization, as you probably know, introduces the work of unknown artists to the public by exhibiting their work and making it available to art dealers, collectors, and museums. On September 18th, the gallery will mark its 20th anniversary by opening an exhibition, which in itself is proof of the fine work the gallery has accomplished. Entitled Reunion on Lexington Avenue, it will be a lone exhibition of painting and sculpture from American museums by artists the gallery has sponsored at a time when they were unrecognized." I would like now to ask you what inspired you to conceive this gallery originally, and what year it was. I suppose that's a matter of record, but...
Well, Mr. Baker, these dates are not too clear in my memory, the exact dates. But generally, I would say this, that from as far back as I can remember, I was interested in painting and sculpture, and ended up, like so many others who knew they couldn't be artists, studying art history. I went to the, after attending Harvard University, I took the Fogg Museum courses.
And
the museum courses at the Fogg Museum.
Oh, the Fogg, oh, yes.
In art history. And I found, although I'm reluctant to say this, but I still believe it to be true, that the study of art history was about as far from what I was interested in the fine arts, as anything could be. Because the men who taught it, although they were fine scholars and very interesting men, chose probably the career of art history because at the time they were students, they heard that the field of classics was overcrowded, or that the field of English history was overcrowded, and it was a big future in art history. Therefore, they chose this as a field of scholarship. And in the beginning, it was very exciting to listen to these lectures and look at the slides. But as it went on, I felt more and more that I was getting further away from art and getting into all kinds of small scholarly squabbles as to whether this painter or that painter painted a certain altarpiece. And actually, all the definitions that could be made about art or about particular works of art could be made of a reproduction, a good reproduction, or even of a fake piece. The only difference between painting and sculpture and the real painting and sculpture and the worst kind of painting and sculpture after these things was what they contained and not what the art historians or the teachers of art history were teaching us. The same thing applied to a worst imitation, practically, in what they would say as to the great original. And after a few years of this, especially after a trip to Europe, I found that I was no longer looking at painting, but rather trying to identify it only and making terrible mistakes because I was applying this intellectual process to something that had an element